Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, March 26th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And they are negotiating, by the way, and they want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it.
Trump insists he is talking to Iran. Iran denies any talks are happening. And house prices continue to rise, but more slowly. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, an Iranian official has told state media they've rejected a US peace plan, calling it excessive, and have issued their own conditions to end the war. Donald Trump's administration insists its military operation is ahead of schedule. Tehran remains in control of the Strait of Hormuz, and more US troops are heading to the region. Donald Trump has insisted at a fundraiser in Washington that Tehran is keen to make a deal.
We're winning so big, nobody's ever seen anything like we're doing in the Middle East with Iran. And they are negotiating, by the way, and they want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it because they figure they'll be killed by their own people. They're also afraid they'll be killed by us.
The central bank, meanwhile, is warning recent developments in the Middle East present further challenges for the Irish and European economies. Its quarterly bulletin says a more severe energy shock scenario could see inflation go above 4% this year. The bank's director of economics, Robert Kelly, says the current oil crisis presents a real challenge.
We also have more severe scenarios where the big difference there would be oil and gas prices will go higher in the medium term, but crucially would remain higher. So you might think of this in terms of if there was infrastructure damage, that even if the conflict was to recede a little bit, it would take time to get the supply of oil and gas flowing again. When you put those scenarios into the system, you get about 4.2% inflation this year.
The government will announce a compensation scheme for families affected by the North Kerry Child and Adolescent Mental Health Services today. It's after an independent report found a risk of potential harm in over 200 children's treatment. Jessica Woodlock reports.
The HSE-commissioned report found a risk of potential harm in 209 children's cases. Issues identified in the North Kerry CAM service included a high rate of prescribing antipsychotic medicine, with patients sometimes given two or more at the same time. The report said that this was a concerning feature and wasn't in line with standard practice. Mental Health Minister Mary Butler says she'll relay details of a compensation scheme for affected families today. It's understood this will be on a non-adversarial basis. Minister Butler told The Dáil yesterday she also intends to visit impacted families in North Kerry over the Easter break.
The rate of house price growth is cooling. List prices last year rose by an average of 3.7%, the slowest pace of increase since 2023. News Talk's Alan Cantwell reports.
The figures contained in this report will bring some comfort to hard-pressed house buyers. Quarterly transaction prices were broadly stable between December and March. The typical gap between initial listed price and transaction price was 5.8% nationally in early 2026, down one percentage point in the last 6 months. In Dublin, list price inflation slowed to 2.5% in the year to March, while transaction prices fell slightly in the first quarter. The average price of a three-bedroom semi-detached house in the capital in the first quarter of 2026 was €626,000. Listed prices are now on average 42% above their pre-COVID levels and just 9% below Celtic Tiger Peak.
Foul play is not suspected in the death of a man following a fire at the same County Offaly home in which a boy and his great aunt died in an arson attack in December. Christopher Holt, who was in his 60s, died in a fire at a home in Castleview Park in Edenderry in the early hours of Tuesday morning. The property is the same house where his sister Mary Holt and his four-year-old grandnephew Tighe Farrell were killed in a petrol bomb attack almost 4 months ago. The house was still badly damaged following the December attack, but Jessie Judge says her uncle had been living there because he had nowhere else to stay.
We're not sure of how long he was living there, but I know he was in and out of the house. Basically, he'd nowhere to go. He had no choice but to live up in the house. Yeah, so basically he moved into the house so he'd be warm. He lit a candle to keep himself warm.
An unprecedented case taken against tech giants Meta and YouTube has been won in a Los Angeles court by a young woman who sued them over her childhood addiction to social media. Google and Meta have been found responsible for harming young people who are hooked on their platforms. In a landmark ruling in California, a jury has found the tech giants must pay millions of dollars in damages to the now 20-year-old. Tech journalist Chris Stokel-Walker believes it's just the beginning of many other legal challenges against the tech firms.
The case has now been proven that actually social media platforms do have something to answer for here, and this is just one of many trials that we're expecting in the weeks and months to come.
Meanwhile, Harry and Meghan say the floodgates are now open after the owners of Instagram and YouTube were found responsible for the young woman's addiction to social media, but Meta spokesperson Ashley Nicole Davis says they'll appeal.
Teen mental health is profoundly complex and cannot be linked to a single app. We will continue to defend ourselves vigorously as every case is different, and we remain confident in our record of protecting teens online.
In entertainment news, a woman from Florida has denied attempted murder charges after a shooting at Rihanna's US home. The singer and her family were in at the time in Beverly Hills in California earlier this month. Ivana Lisette Ortiz pleaded not guilty. And in sport, in soccer, a day of tension and excitement lies ahead for Irish soccer fans at home and abroad. Thousands of fans are descending on Prague ahead of tonight's World Cup playoff semi-final against Czechia. This fan made his way from Berlin to Prague by train and says supporters are travelling from all over to be in the city.
And then I know people that are coming from Budapest, and then some of my friends flew through Heathrow and then did a stopover as well. So, yeah, it's a bit of an invasion into Prague from all angles.
Manager Hamer Halgrimsson says they've been adapting to their surroundings ahead of tonight's World Cup playoff semi-final against the Czech Republic. A win would keep his side in the hunt for a first appearance at the World Cup in 24 years. Either Denmark or North Macedonia will visit the winner for a place at the summer's finals. Halgrimsson explains how we're getting into the right headspace for tonight's game.
Feel the atmosphere, see the stadium, feel the grass, etc. Knowing what to expect, knowing what they are saying and how they see this game. And then there's just the tacticals, being ready for what they will throw at us and do what we need to do.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.